today we're talking about the top two social media platforms that you should be using in order to build a successful personal brand in 2024. So if you're posting content that people like, you will eventually get seen. Trust me, you will. Embarrassment, vulnerability, all of those things. If you're not ready to be vulnerable and to have people laugh at you, you probably shouldn't build a personal brand. Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, where we talk all things marketing, branding, business mindset, and sometimes pop culture. I'm so excited about today's episode because we're extending our conversation on personal branding, and I'm going to be answering the number one question that I get asked about personal branding every time I raise the conversation about personal branding. And before we get into that question, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and do all the good things that you have to do in order to get people to watch this podcast, listen to it, and do all the right things. And remember, I want to hear what you're thinking. I want to know what you're thinking. So don't be afraid to type some comments in the comment section below. Let me know what you'd like to see more of, or what you think about what we're talking about, or even share your own experience, because there could be somebody out there who can learn from what you are sharing. So please, this is a community where we share, and this is a community where we're not afraid to be ourselves. Today, we're talking about the top two social media platforms that you should be using in order to build a successful personal brand in 2024. And you know, people always ask me, why do you say that we need to build our personal brands online, even though most of our gains are going to come offline? And the reason for this is simple, guys. You want to give yourself the biggest chance to win online. And the only way to do that is, or the biggest chance to win offline and online. And the easiest way to do this is by being in environments that have as many stakeholders as possible. So social media has over a billion people, right? Like, it's got billions of people, which means you have billions of chances to access people who could understand what you're giving, who will understand your personal brand and want to invest in it. You want to give yourself the greatest chance that you can. And that's by putting yourself in the biggest market possible. People are even talking about how Facebook is going to become its own economy, Instagram, TikTok. These platforms are huge. It's not just people on there. It's a marketplace. And we build our personal brands in marketplaces because we want to extract the commercial value that comes out of them. So you want to start building it online because it allows you to do that. And also, online is a place where you can make mistakes, believe it or not. You can make a lot of mistakes that you can't necessarily make offline. So it's a great tool to help you learn how to do the things that you have to do to build a personal brand without you having to face the extreme consequences of getting it wrong, right? This comes to things like communicating your value, understanding who your stakeholders are, knowing which environment you should be in. You can play with that more online than you can offline. And offline and online environments mirror each other because people are in those environments. So it's literally the same thing. It's just that the tools we use to activate those two things are very different, but the strategies will almost be the same because you are interacting with people. And another bonus of having a personal brand online is that even the people you work with offline will start to respect you a bit more because they can see that you're gathering some influence for yourself and that you have the courage that most people don't have, which is to share their ideas regardless of whether the ideas are silly or amazing or loved or not. You know, it's really, leadership is inspiring, and you inspire people by making decisions that other people wouldn't make or doing things that other people are afraid to do, which is why we say build your personal brand online. So the top two platforms that you should be using to build a personal brand in 2024 are definitely, and you've heard me say this quite a few times on Instagram now, LinkedIn. LinkedIn is brilliant, guys. I know I haven't necessarily been the best person to illustrate the power of LinkedIn because I started the trend. I literally started 3 years ago. I was there telling everybody, get onto LinkedIn. I spoke to the guy who's head of, I think, community at LinkedIn in Ireland. We spoke. He came onto my podcast. Like, we did a whole LinkedIn thing. He gave us all the tools. It was great. And everything that he said worked. Everything that we shared works. It worked. It still works now in 2024. One of the reasons why I stopped using LinkedIn for some time was because I got bored of it, to be honest with you. And for me, I need to enjoy what I'm doing. I can't do things if they bore me. I just won't put in the heart and the effort that I need to. So I found that LinkedIn was very rigid. People were still getting to understand LinkedIn. So they weren't sharing their full personalities. And when they thought they were sharing personality, they were sharing like pictures from Instagram of the outfit of the day or something. And for me, that's incredibly boring content. It's just not up my alley. So I had to step back from LinkedIn, change my perspective on it in terms of, you know, what I'm seeing on it, the kind of content I'm putting out there, and then go back to LinkedIn. So I'm back on LinkedIn. And to be honest, it's probably got the greatest organic reach you can get on any social media platform. Still to this day, LinkedIn has the most organic reach. I literally started back on LinkedIn on the 2nd of January, 3rd of January, and I got like 250 followers within that time. Every time I post, I get followers. Every time I post, I get an email or a DM. Hey, we'd like to book you for this. Hey, please tell us more about your business. Like, LinkedIn works. You don't have to buy that premium membership. The premium membership is really expensive, and I don't think it's necessary. I know that what they're doing on LinkedIn is they advertising that if you buy the premium package, you'll get more exposure and reach, amplification. But let's be honest, people follow good content and people follow people they believe in. So if you're posting content that people like, you will eventually get seen. Trust me, you will. You do not have to buy a premium package on LinkedIn that's over 4,000 rands a month, not for the year, per month. So that you can be seen more by people on LinkedIn. To me, it makes no sense. And I know that they have some ingrained tech there where you can put like a book me tab and whatever. You can do that with your LinkedIn. I don't think it's necessary. I think LinkedIn is really about thought leadership, building brand, and creating a call to action that makes people come to you. Either they go to your website, go to your email, call you, come to your business. And people do that quite easily on LinkedIn because they trust the content that's there. They believe you're a real business person if you're already on LinkedIn. So the barrier of, you know, credibility is broken quite quickly. On LinkedIn, and everybody on LinkedIn is very clear about the fact that they're there to do work, to do business. So no one is upset when you just directly creating content that is either educational or with a direct call to action that says, work with me, you know, where you can self-promote. Other social media platforms do not like self-promotion. The audiences there don't engage with you if you self-promote, but LinkedIn loves self-promotion. You can literally post every day about what you're doing at work, why you're so good at it, and you will see followers and you will see some traction on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is one of the perfect platforms to build thought leadership and personal brand. Also because you're more likely to find your bosses, your future bosses, your future teams. Everybody is on LinkedIn who has a job, right? Anyone who's looking for a job is on LinkedIn. Anyone who's looking for people to do a job is on LinkedIn. So it's the perfect place to go if you want to make money, make career paths in paths or career in ways. And if you want to build a personal brand that has credibility from a business perspective, you know, where in your industry you are known. LinkedIn is perfect for that. With organic reach, you don't have to spend that much money on it. But I will say, which LinkedIn wasn't doing before, that you do need to focus on having a lot of pictures and video on your LinkedIn, which wasn't a thing before. Because people have lost concentration, right? They don't have the attention span that they used to. And they're also starting to play more with LinkedIn. And I'm seeing LinkedIn evolve into a Facebook-style platform, right? So that means that it's facilitating more conversation and relating to each other on other things outside of work than just talking about the work. So if you do pictures and videos, it allows people to humanize you more, right? But the trick with LinkedIn is, even when you do video or even when you do pictures, you still have to have a meaningful caption. The copy is everything. Those hashtags are viral, organic reach for days. So you need to make sure that you're leaning into that. You should never, ever post on LinkedIn without a hashtag, because what are you doing? Literally, LinkedIn puts you on as soon as you use hashtags. And the second platform that you should be using to build a personal brand, and this one, It's not popular, right? No one would expect this, especially I think maybe coming from me, they think I'm talking about only building very serious business brands. So they're expecting me to say something like Twitter. And Twitter's wonderful. You guys know I'm a champion of Twitter. I love it. X now. But I'm going to go with TikTok for 2024. TikTok is... I can't even tell you how amazed I am at that platform. The way it is built, the way the technology works, the way the communities engage, we've never seen anything like it. And I think TikTok is going to change the game in so many ways that we are not even seeing right now. But one thing that TikTok does so well is it's created the new celebrities of our time. It's created the new influential people of our time because the reach is so deep there. It's organic. You move quickly. Content, it just moves. And for some reason, people feel very comfortable engaging on TikTok. I don't know why that is. I've been trying to figure out what makes the platform so easy to engage with. But people engage on TikTok and they spend a lot of time on TikTok. So what happens is because of the frequency of how much they see you and the consistency in which most people will post content on TikTok and how people really know how to niche down on TikTok, people feel very familiar with you very quickly and they trust you very quickly because they're seeing you in environments that are outside of just a formal setting, right? And that's the trick with TikTok. TikTok will test your Abantu Bazotini radar. Because if you care too much about what people think, you can't survive on TikTok. You need to show up consistently on TikTok and frequently, which means that I should be able to do a quick TikTok right now as I'm recording this and be like, hi guys, I'm on my podcast, I'm recording. Or in the car as I wait for my petrol to be poured. Or when I wake up with an idea, you should be so comfortable within yourself that you can just record anytime for TikTok. TikTok is an anytime app, right? If you're not willing to show up when you need to, you're not going to make it on TikTok. The more frequently you post, the higher your likelihood of being seen. The more consistently you post, the higher your likelihood. And the more of a balance you have between formal stuff and informal stuff, the higher the likelihood that you'll build a community that really believes in you and will buy from you and make you a celebrity and do everything. Of all the platforms I worked on last year, TikTok gave me the best results. And I did not do much for TikTok. I would just wake up, do what I do for the day, take a video going to the gym, take a video just before I'm about to start one meeting, take a video after another consultation. I never had to try to show up for TikTok. I just came as myself. Whereas for other platforms, you kind of have to overthink it sometimes, you know, and position yourself in a way that might feel disingenuous for you because you feel like you're a person and you're not just one thing. So I think TikTok breaks that, right? And the beautiful thing about TikTok is that people come as themselves. So it's not just you coming as yourself, but they come as themselves. They're not the CEO. They're not the middle manager. They're just whoever they are. So when they're connecting with you, it's a stronger and deeper connection. And that's why it facilitates fame so well. Because they're just seeing you as, this is someone I love. You know, I don't have to love them because I'm a CEO and it makes me look good. I just like this person because I like them. And there's nothing that's more powerful for a personal brand than people just liking you for being you. Trust me. When you have a very successful personal brand, it extends beyond popularity, right? It becomes a friendship and a relationship that you have with your audience. When they see you in person, they'll almost try to approach you as if they've always known you. That's how you know you have a strong personal brand, because people relate to you so much that you're just a part of their lived experience, you know? I mean, there's a trend that happens on TikTok where you'll see people commenting on videos and they'll say, if they're really your follower, they'll say, I liked the video before I even heard what you had to say. That's the kind of, what would we call it, support and, I'm forgetting the word, it's support that people give you on TikTok, right? They literally just start to believe in you no matter what. Then you can start selling t-shirts, books, tickets to events, anything, and you'll be able to sell. And the beautiful thing about TikTok as well is they keep improving the app. So they are creating things that will allow you to sell directly on TikTok and make money directly on TikTok without having to leave the platform. I only really started creating my course for TikTok last year in November, and PayPal was already paying me by the first week of January for the courses that I put up. You know, and that's literally me posting the course on TikTok, TikTok putting the money in my PayPal account, PayPal putting it in my bank account. I didn't have to create a website. I didn't have to do anything. But I could still be a thought leader, make people pay for things, find value. So for me, it's becoming an everything app. The way that Twitter is saying it's going to be, I think TikTok is becoming that. Any app that can facilitate payments, any app that can allow you to create courses, ebooks, whatever, directly on the platform so your audience doesn't have to leave the platform, that is powerful. Because what we see is that we lose conversion when somebody has to leave the platform that you're advertising on to go where you're selling. So for me, TikTok is probably one of the biggest and best tools to use to build a personal brand in 2024. And it's nuanced. You're going to have to really tap into your brand. Like, who are you? How do you speak? What's your personality? What are you comfortable with? All of those things, you have to attend to them before you can do TikTok. Because when you're disingenuous on TikTok, everyone can see it. And they will not give you their attention. People are very stingy with their attention on TikTok. So you have to give them a good value proposition for them to want to engage with your personal brand. But those are my two platforms for 2024. I don't think you need any other platform. I said it. I really do believe that. If you've got LinkedIn and TikTok, you're hitting all markets. Literally all markets. If you've got those two platforms, they help you with thought leadership. They help you build a community. They help you create credibility for yourself. They help you monetize. I mean, the list is endless. So if you're really serious about personal branding in 2024, I'd recommend going on LinkedIn and on TikTok. Guys, thank you for that session. I know it was a lot to take in. I hope you have your notepads and you're taking these notes because you're going to need to have these in mind. The crew has a question.
I just have a question with TikTok.
Okay.
Right? I don't TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, I know I should.
Okay.
Everyone's been saying, but I don't. But also, I just have a question, right?
Yes.
I don't know how to phrase this question, but don't you think that TikTok detaches excellence from anything?
What is excellence?
For instance, right? Like, I don't have to be excellent at anything on TikTok.
Okay.
Like, let's say I'm a comedian, right? I don't have to, I can just like take out content, find my mother's gown or something. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be, how can I put this thing? I don't have to be a stand-up or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that's the conventional way, but I wouldn't. Would you hire a TikToker to come speak at your event?
Yes.
Why? Because of numbers.
I'm a TikToker too, so I'd hire myself. So I think, and you've asked a really good question, right? Because a lot of people don't take TikTok seriously. They see it as an app for children. They see it as an app to dance, sing, and play. And I keep talking about optics for a reason, because a lot of us think that the way things look is the way things are, and that's not it. When you're looking at somebody who has a following online, their value is their community. And when we say community, people say the numbers. So they'll say, oh, Lebu has 20,000 followers, that's her value. No, you actually have to dissect who is in that 20,000 and what do they like, what do they relate to? Because that's when you understand the value of each person. So if we only valued creators based on the numbers, we'd have a really, really terrible influencer industry. And I think that's why so many companies don't see the value of influencing and social media, because they're not using the right things to measure the value of influencers and social media. But if you're looking at a label line, for example, we'll use me so people don't get offended. I'm on TikTok. I am an entrepreneur on the side. I do my own things. You know, I have a business. I have this, I have that. But I teach people how to use social media and marketing in their businesses. And I do it in a casual way, but I'm still teaching people who own real businesses and hire real employees the skills that they need to do marketing well and social media well. Most brand managers and most people who don't know anything will look at that and go, okay, she's got 80-something thousand followers on TikTok. We will call her to come and influence our product. They haven't dissected what kind of content I have, what people are saying in my comment section, what people like me for, and the other things people say around it. So if you really observe my content, you'll see all my followers who are women love my nails. Like, they love my nails. I could do a whole nail sponsorship campaign. My nails are one of the biggest conversations we have under everything I talk about. Right? Like, it's wild. Or they love the artwork behind me because I love art. So in my house, I have art. They like the art behind me, you know? So then you don't look at Lebo and go, oh, she says entrepreneur, whatever, personal branding. Therefore, we'll only put her to work with banks. She should be like, oh, her audience likes art. She likes art. She clearly has it in her house. So maybe she could work with this kind of brand and that kind of brand. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But the excellence that you speak of usually is optics or just traditional perspectives of how things should be shown. So people will say, but Lebo can't be a thought leader in marketing if she's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. You know, but it's like, no, the knowledge is the knowledge. The suit is not the knowledge. I don't buy knowledge when I'm buying a suit. I'm buying clothing. The knowledge is the knowledge. I'm not more talented because I'm on a stage versus me being on social media. And even if we were to equate it to being a stage, social media is a bigger stage than most physical stages. So technically, the audience you have on social media and the stage of social media should mean more than these offline things. So if we're thinking that being on a traditional stage matters, then we should be like, whoa, being on social media is even more important because the stage is bigger, has more stakeholders, and you can make way more from that, right? So showing up in your gown isn't necessarily the measure of excellence. It should be, who are this person's followers? Do they like find this valuable? What are the content threads we can put into what they're already serving the market so us as a brand can be amplified or whatever the case may be? And all skills can exist and be expressed in different ways. One of my barriers when I came into this industry, the way that I have as the voice of marketing, was people were saying, oh, but she doesn't like sit in an office with a suit. In my mind, I'm going, well, why would I need to do that to be a real marketer? You know? And that was people also saying, but then she's not really excellent. It's like, but I am, because I've helped thousands of people improve their businesses. People have gone to school and studied marketing seriously because of the content I'm sharing. I've created a whole movement around marketing as an industry and given it more respect. I wasn't wearing a suit doing any of that, you know, so I'm excellent, but I don't believe that a suit is excellence. My favorite mentors online don't wear suits at all. Like, I can't relate to a lot of the suit content. I find that it's too put on, you know, and I think that's why TikTok is also so successful, because people don't feel like a show is being put on for them that's not real. You know, like those guys who wear their mother's gown, they're still sharing an experience we can all relate to. Social media is about connection. It's not about optics. If we're all relating to the same story, we have the same conversation, we feel like we're connected, we want more. That's the value of social media. So the excellence part is, are you able to facilitate that in what you're offering? That's the excellence. It's not about what things look like.
So let's maybe take it a bit further, right? Let's okay. say I'm an existing TikToker.
Yes.
Right? I have 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
Right? But I dance. That's all I do. Mm-hmm. Right? I just wait for the next Tiano song and then I'm there. You know?
Yes.
But now, it's 2024. I'm trying to, since we're speaking on personal branding, I'm trying to pivot now.
Yes.
I don't want to be that person anymore. How do I do it smoothly? You know what I'm saying? Because I know of a rapper, right? I don't want to throw names. That he started his career being a joke guy. You know what I'm saying? And everyone enjoyed that. Now he tried to be serious and now he's like, you know, he's hustling. And
yes.
It's not working. So in terms of someone that wants to pivot from this type of brand into going into another brand this year, what advice would you give that person?
How do you pivot your personal brand online?
Yeah.
That's a great question. You've been asking great questions. Look at you. Shai Zandla. But that's a good question, to be honest. And I think what social media is teaching, I hope what it's teaching society, is that the process is really the bulk part of life, right? The process doesn't look good, first of all. It's not the most attractive thing. Like, there's nothing really that nice about the process except for you accepting the experience and making it a positive thing for yourself. So what I mean by that is, I remember when I started online, people said to me, why are you showing people what you're building? And I said, but why wouldn't I show them what I'm building? Like, why must I show up as if I'm something I'm not, or I'm something that I'm not trying to be? Do you get what I'm saying? So they were saying to me, no, every day when you do your marketing videos, you must look nice, look corporate, and do the thing, and then leave. And I was like, no, I'm going to do the videos in my tracksuits and going to gym and whatever, right? And people said, that doesn't make any sense because no one's going to respect you. But people respected me anyway because I added value, right? So what I mean by what I'm saying is, the journey, the process of me being Label Lion, taking videos in my gym clothes, to now being Label Lion in the studio, took time. It didn't just happen, you know? And too many people online, they expect everybody to have instant success in everything they do. I was a famous rapper. Okay, now I want to pivot. People judge the pivot instead of understanding that this is actually a great way to learn from this person, see their journey, and then one day it will not happen. But like, we can't expect people to just instantly succeed just because we are watching them. And too many people are doing that. And so I see with a lot of people, they're afraid to do stuff online because they think that people are going to laugh at them if they fail. Or they stick to one thing because they're afraid that they won't get followers if they pivot to another thing. But the only way you can really know if your decision makes sense is if you try. And because you've already got an existing audience, you have to try in front of them. You don't really have a choice, you know, because they believe in you. They're your audience. They're your community. The right people will stay and the wrong people will go. Or the people who are not for your next level will go. Beyonce's pivoted her career. She used to be a good girl, sweet girl. And now she's this power woman, you know. Everybody pivots all the time. It's normal. And I just think with social media, we expose people to our journey. We can't journey in private. And a lot of people judge that. They're laughing at him because he's doing what they wish they could do, which is make a brave decision and go for it. Not because what he's doing is stupid or it's even failing. How can they know? You know, you can't watch me today trying to become a speaker and then say that if I haven't achieved it in a year, I'm failing. How? How is that possible? I had to do podcasting on my voice notes app and all these things before I eventually got into equipment and stuff. I wasn't failing. I was just going through the process, you know? Life is about pivoting. Life is about growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. Because what are you doing? You need to grow. Like, I can't be the voice of marketing all day and just showing you guys the stuff online. It's not going to work. That's why I do other things. So in those things, I'm either growing or I'm still a newbie or something's happening, but I'm not just everything I show online. I'm not just my podcast or my social media platforms. I do other things, right? And in those things, sometimes I'm a newbie. Sometimes I'll be in a room with people who follow me, but maybe they're higher in the ranks in that company, and I'll be more junior in that position, and I'm okay with it. You know, I don't have issues. I don't go into the room saying, oh, but I'm Label Lion, so you guys should be putting me on this stage, or I should be sitting at this table. I've never gone into things with that mentality. But also, I've been building in front of people from the beginning, so I don't have a complex about whether you see me and you respect it or you don't. That's got nothing to do with me. You need to, it's your life. What people think is just what people think, and at the end of the day, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to be sitting with regret, and other people will even forget that that's what you were trying to do. Like, nobody really cares. And at the most, they'll laugh at you if you fail, and so what?
So embarrassment is the cost of
entry. Embarrassment, vulnerability, all of those things. If you're not ready to be vulnerable and to have people laugh at you, you probably shouldn't build a personal brand. You shouldn't, because leadership requires courage. How are you going to be courageous if you're afraid of people, of what people think of you? Like, I wouldn't follow a leader like that. My leader must be the kind of person who, no matter what, he, she is leading me forward. We know that we keep moving, you know? So that's what leadership is. Personal branding is leadership. If you're not ready to lead, then keep quiet, stay in your zone, don't get your promotions, don't grow in your organization, and you can be safe from shame, embarrassment, whatever. But if you want to grow, you have to make risky decisions, and people aren't going to say nice things about it, but it doesn't mean that it's not for you. And I always say this to myself, I'm like, no one else is God. Like, there's only one God, and God tells me what to do. No one else does. So if God doesn't tell me, I won't do it, and if God says I should, I will. That's the only voice I really, really, really listen to. Everything else, it's touch and go. I don't know. You know, because No one could have thought I'd be where I am. No one would have thought I started how I started, but I did. So I just don't think what people have to say is that important. And if you want to know how to build a personal brand that's successful in 2024, get your ticket to the Everything is Marketing Masterclass Tour of 2024. It's happening in Joburg on the 16th of March, and I can't wait to see you guys there. We're literally unpacking all of the strategies that you need to know in order to start your journey of building a brand or a personal brand. It doesn't matter. The strategies are almost the same. So come through and let's start building. Guys, thank you for tuning into today's episode. I know that it was heavy, but I also think that we had some very valuable conversations, actually. And I really hope that you're taking away from this episode that you don't have to care about what other people are thinking in order to build the life that you want. You know, leadership requires courage. It requires individualistic thinking in some parts of what you're doing. And it also requires you to have the conviction to know that you will succeed. You know, like I said, our theme is the only Salulu is that you're Delulu. And if you're not Delulu, you can't win. Can't wait to see you next time. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the things that you have to do in order to get people to watch and engage in our community and be part of our Lion Tribe. Buy your t-shirt. Can't wait to see you on the 16th. And don't forget, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Toodles.
Yeah. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you a lesson cause I got class. Level line with the impact. You be lying, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you a lesson. Come let me teach you a lesson.